Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello and welcome to Turn the Light On. This is Martita Stanton. Kevin is out of town, so I'm going to be hosting. And like always, we always have a friend, but I have somebody very special to me that I love tremendously. And that's my sister, Vanessa Malave. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So we're going to have fun together today. As you know, we always talk about a topic. So today we decided to talk about Ephesians 6:10 through 17. Yes. And we're going to concentrate in one specific verse, but we want to go ahead and read most of it, and then we'll go from there. I'm going to start, and I'm going to start with verse 10. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of an unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places.
So I'm going to pick up with verse 13. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
I love this. Vanessa was the one that actually brought this to this verses to bring up. And we're going to concentrate on verse 17, which says, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is going to be a two-day program because we're going to do the first part, which is salvation as your helmet today. And tomorrow we're going to go ahead and talk about the sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
They're going, let's start with 17 in here where it says, put on salvation as your helmet. I decided to go and really look, and this is interesting because I thought about this before. I wasn't sure what this meant. So I started by looking at meanings. I went to Strong's, and in there it says, the protection of soul, which consists in salvation, the hope of salvation. Also, we know that a helmet is protection. So if you go on a motorcycle or a bike or skydiving or whatever, you put this helmet to protect
your brain,
your head, yeah, your cranium, yes, right? And I wanted to know more about it because it, you know, we need to go, for me.
Yes.
I always wonder, you know, a lot of times we just read the Bible, but we don't really get to
know his heart through it.
Exactly. What are you trying to tell me through this?
Yes.
And he uses a lot of metaphors. And this is helping me to, I thought, you know, this is something I want us to do, is always get deeper in this. And it's, yes, really helping.
So in Isaiah 59:17, it goes a little more. It actually brings it up in the Old Testament, not just the New Testament. It says, he put on righteousness as his body armor and placed the helmet of salvation on his head. He clothed himself with a robe of vengeance and wrapped himself in a cloak of divine passion. So Isaiah is talking about the Messiah putting the helmet of salvation. Like, this is from the old prophets in the Old Testament, even talking about the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
He was prophesying the coming of the Messiah as our Savior. When we put that helmet of salvation on, we are putting on Christ himself, our Savior and salvation. He is the one protecting our thoughts, our brain, our being when we put on that helmet. The moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we get to wear the helmet of that salvation.
That blew me away. And, you know, Pastor Kevin has been preaching for the last 2 years about being in Christ.
Yes.
And this hit it home because the helmet of salvation is being in Christ.
Right, right.
Wearing him on us.
From the very top.
Exactly. And I love that is the moment we come to know the Lord.
Right.
So this is a helmet that we put on and we don't want to take off.
Right.
We want to keep it in there at all times, and it's transforming. I'm going to go ahead and read 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation.
Wow.
And our salvation is Jesus Christ.
Our King.
It blows my mind that, like you said, from the Old Testament, it was prophesied, Jesus Christ is the one that fulfilled it. And so let's start by having a total confidence in our salvation. But the first thing is, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you're not sure if you have, we're going to remedy that right now. What I want you to do is, if you're ready to have a relationship with the Lord, I'm going to say a prayer. I want you to repeat after me. So then, as we continue talking about this helmet of salvation, you're not just listening to somebody talking about something that's happening to somebody else, but now you own it. It's your personal helmet of salvation.
And I'll repeat so that if you're alone, you don't feel alone. I'm here with you.
Yes, that's awesomeness. Okay, so let's start. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I repent and confess my sins.
I repent and confess my sins.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
And be my Lord and Savior.
And be my Lord and Savior.
I give you my life.
I give you my life, Jesus.
Please fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Please fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And help me grow.
And help me grow.
And walk in you.
And walk in you.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life. Amen. Amen.
You know, if you said this prayer, we will love to hear from you.
Angels are cheering right now.
Oh, yeah. They're celebrating.
Celebration.
Everybody, everything in heaven is having a party.
Amen.
Because you just accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And my sister and I want to welcome you to our family.
Amen.
Because now we are brothers and sisters in Christ. But if we really would love to hear from you. So feel free to call their church. And our phone number is 321-452-1012. Or email us at Mimi, and that is M-I-M-I, at ourlighthouse.net. If you want information, if you want to grow in the Lord, if you live locally, we invite you to our church. We meet every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30. Or if we offer classes Monday through Thursday at night, during the day, for all ages, so you can grow in the Lord. Because you just made the first step.
Amen.
So today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Amen.
And we also offer a disciple class on Thursday nights at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. The address is 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. It's just across Audubon Elementary. We would love to have you join us.
Amen. So, you know, going into the helmet of salvation, we tend to have thoughts that drive us a little crazy, right? We get anxiety attacks and just overwhelmed with day-to-day life. And, you know, we put ourselves down because we think we're not good enough, or we can't handle it all, or we have to handle it all. And putting on this helmet of salvation is just peace, right? It gives us that peace that we don't have to handle it all. He saved us from all of that, and he fills us with that peace and joy so that we don't have to live in this turmoil in our minds.
And with everything we're listening to, if you listen to the news right now with all the wars, all the massacred, all the suffering that people are going through, the division, the strife, it's a scary world.
It is. And we don't want to take away from anyone who's hurt or lost someone, or going through that. But we want to encourage you that there is a Savior that covers us from head to toe. And I just want to bring up Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. He will change and transform the way you think by wearing this helmet. So he will give you that peace when your brain is going 100 miles an hour. He will transform your thinking, and so that you will not be in the chaos of this world. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. I tell a lot of times, I just say, look, stop, sit down, take a deep breath.
Yes.
And say, Lord, I need you to calm my mind.
Amen. I do it all the time. Yes. I'm just as guilty.
We all need it.
Yes.
I will sit there and I go, Lord, let the Holy Spirit just flow through my mind and start in my brain and just come all the way down and calm my entire being. So start with my mind, go down to my heart, and just sit there and take a deep breath,
mm-hmm.
and let the Lord fill you.
Yes.
And it will transform you. You feel the peace.
Yes, yes.
Circumstances haven't changed, but you can change, and then you will have a better way to see things.
Right.
You will have clarity. Instead of acting out of desperation, fear, anger, right. bitterness, hurt, now you can think and respond in peace.
Amen. And he even put on that helmet, right? As we saw in the Old Testament.
Yes.
It's
he was the example.
Exactly.
Showed us. So let's read 2 Corinthians 10:5. We demolish arguments and every pretension. Did I say that right? Pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So this is helping us, because we say, okay, we're putting the helmet of Christ on of salvation, but how do we make this work? So our transformation starts and continues to happen as we read, meditate, study, and apply the word of God to our lives.
Amen.
So as I said before, if we don't know the word, first sit down and the Lord can work through it. You don't have to know the word exactly.
Right.
You need to just receive that peace. But the more we read the word, the more we meditate on it.
And we get closer to him.
We understand him.
Yes.
We know exactly what we're standing on. Peace will flow.
Amen.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And just another, you know, sometimes the word can be confusing, and you stop and think, what does this mean? Or how could this happen in the, you know, in the Old Testament or the New Testament? Stop before you get to in the word. Ask the Lord to show you his heart through it.
Amen.
Because then you become closer to him, and then you know what you hear the Holy Spirit more clearly, and the word just comes to life even more. And then you want to grow and you want to continue to learn, and then you start walking it because you see his heart in it. It just brings it to a whole different light, at least for me. That's how I soak in it.
I agree with you 100%. When you ask the Holy Spirit and you say, show me, I love what you said. Show me your heart.
Yes.
Give me discernment.
Yes.
To understand, but coming from you, not the worldly way, not
Correct.
The way everybody says. Lord, you teach me.
Correct.
And the word says the Spirit is our teacher, and he will teach us all truth.
Amen.
So we have to believe.
Right. Right.
So that's the first step. We have to believe that the Lord will do this.
Right.
Because a lot of people say to me, how do I know? Well, if you're asking to the Lord, if you're speaking directly to the Lord, why wouldn't he answer you?
Right.
So we need to have the faith that I'm talking to the Lord. We know he can hear us. Because
yes.
he says, my sheep hear my voice.
That's right. And that means he's not a faraway God. He is our shepherd present here with us, taking care of his sheep. So he will answer you because he is present here with you.
That's right. Because we know in the natural, a shepherd lives right there and stays
exactly.
with his sheep at all times to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we know the Lord is doing exactly that with us.
Amen.
And I love that. Thoughts that are of the world and are in disagreement with the word of God should be taken captive. That's what that verse is saying there. Remember? And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So do you have any ideas or recommendations?
So, well, one thing I always say is when a thought of, let's say, you're not good enough comes into mind, you're not worthy, right? I go through that. I literally have to envision myself grabbing that thought by the neck and literally throwing it to the ground and stomping on it. Because I am created in His image. He knew me in my mother's womb. I am worthy because I am saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am His princess. So when those thoughts come into my brain and try to take that away from me, that peace and joy, because, you know, the enemy's out to destroy, kill, and what better way to start with the head, the brain, the mind, the thoughts, right? And if I hold on to that thought that I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, it's going to take me into a deep depression, or just put me in a corner in a fetal position, because I'm going to continue to hold that. Well, no. I physically see myself grabbing it and trashing it and throwing it on the ground, because that is not. And we see that in today's world where people are seeing those thoughts because they don't get enough likes, right? I'm not liked because no one gave me thumbs up. I only have 2 instead of 100. Well, no, that's not who you are. You are worthy. You are created in His image. He knew you in your mother's womb. And you have to grab those thoughts captive and just trash them and set them to the side.
But I like what you said there. You grabbed it. You stomped on it. I usually just go throw them in the garbage, which is the same. But it's not, we can't just stop there.
Right.
We need to replace it with the truth, which is what you said. You started decreeing the word of God over yourself to say, no, this is a lie. I don't accept it. I'm throwing that away. Right. I'm not receiving it. But I receive the truth, which is what the Lord says about me. So you're quoting the word, and the word is life, is spirit.
Amen.
So you're receiving that. So you're filling yourself with the truth.
Right.
Because the truth is, when we have a thought, to get rid of it, you have to replace that thought with something else.
Exactly. You have to fill that void.
Yeah. If we say, I don't want to eat, I'm not hungry, I'm not hungry, I'm not hungry, I'm not hungry, guess what? You get hungry because you're concentrating on hungry.
Right.
But if I say, oh my gosh, I'm so full because I ate such a good dinner, and then I go, I'm going to go play tennis. Now your mind is thinking about tennis and not food.
Correct.
I replace the thought.
Right.
And it's the same way, like you said, take that thought captive that does not agree with the word of God, throw it away, destroy it, and then speak truth over yourself.
There you go.
Not only that, for ourselves, we can do that to other people.
Right.
We can help. What are we saying over our children? What are we saying over our spouse or our siblings or our friends or co-workers? It doesn't matter.
Right.
The word has power.
Amen. We have to build up those around us.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I love that. I love that. All right. So let's read John 10, 28 through 30. You want to read that?
Sure. All of these have been from the New Living Translation Bible.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So it says, Jesus gives you eternal life and you will never perish. Never perish. Those are such beautiful words. No one can snatch you away from Him, for His Father has given you to Jesus, and God is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch you from the Father's hand. The Father and Jesus are one. Amen.
So I want to start with this. If you just accepted the Lord as we were praying, and then when we finish this program, and then the thoughts come in, oh, maybe I didn't, you know, it's not real, or I really didn't happen, or I've spoken to many people that are safe that they get unsure, this verse is telling you right there, Jesus gives you eternal life.
Amen.
You will never perish. I want you to understand, the moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your eternity started.
And that should have been a exclamation.
I know.
You will never perish! Exclamation.
You will always be with the Lord, and no one can snatch you away from Him. You cannot lose your salvation.
But that's it.
You're saved forever.
And if you are that one of 99, right, out of the 100 sheep that walks away, He's going to come find you. He's going to come fight for you.
Amen.
That's how much He loves you.
And now he says, for his father has given you to Jesus. Okay. Now I switched in here. If you go to the Bible, it says him, him, his, he. I switched it to the name so you understand better. Okay. God is more powerful than anyone else. There's no devil in hell that is bigger than God. God is all powerful.
Amen.
But the best part is that no one can snatch you from the Father's hand.
Amen. That's such a beautiful sight if you envision that.
Oh my God. And I love the ending. The Father and Jesus
are one.
That's right. So remember this, Father and Jesus are one, and the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
So the moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have the three of them. They are completely
three
in love with you. They want to walk with you. Don't forget that. Our desire should be to be in an intimate relationship with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit. The closer we are with them and the more we learn from the Bible, the more our thoughts change and are protected.
Amen.
So it's getting to know them, spending time with him, letting him love you.
Seeking his heart.
Yes.
Seeking his heart.
Just sit there and spend time with him. Get to know him. Make him, let him be your best friend, because that's what he wants.
Yes.
To be totally your best friend. Guys, we're going to take a little break here. We'll be back and end the program.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Hi guys, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We always want to take the time to thank all our sponsors for making this program possible. They make the way for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. It provides us to grow in the Lord personally.
Yes.
May the Lord bless them greatly. And again, thank you so much. But I want to go back to our subject here, because this has really touched my heart.
Yes.
And learned about who Christ is, more of him.
More of
the,
him.
The more we read in the Word, the more I learn. It blows me, let's put it this way. It blows me away that after all these years, every time I read the Word, I learn something new.
Just lights up every time with something amazing. It's beautiful.
When you brought this subject up, I thought, oh, I've read this a million times. So when I stopped to really just read that sentence,
yes,
I thought, oh my gosh, there's so much more to it than just a helmet of salvation.
Yeah.
What are we going to get into? And so it really blew me away.
Yeah. We put on the helmet of salvation, which is Christ himself. The moment we receive him as our Lord and Savior, as we talk, that moment we accept him as our King and Lord, he's placed that salvation on our head, that helmet.
So stop there right there just one second.
Sure.
I want everybody right now that is listening to our voices to imagine putting themselves a helmet on.
Yes.
And be specific. Make it the helmet of salvation. Put Christ on your head.
Like gold. I just see bright gold covering our heads.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. And I can see the light shining right at it. Can you imagine? So I want you to take the time, be childlike, and receive this.
Yes.
It is total transformation.
Mm-hmm. At salvation, our spirits are completely cleansed and made new. There's no more sin in our spirits.
Amen.
But the mind and body must walk the process. We have to walk that out. And how do we do that? By spending time with him, by seeking his heart. Our minds are renewed by that word of God. The word of God, he is the word. So when we spend time with him, we are growing in him and knowing him. Our bodies need to be directed to the Lord as a living sacrifice. Our spirit needs to be fed by reading the word. I don't know how many times we believe said that. We're also believing the word and walking the word out.
So Heavenly Father, I just pray right now that everyone listening to our voice will get a revelation of the Jesus helmet of salvation, and that they will be totally transformed and the passion will grow in them, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.